4 years since the Ray of Light at Jerusalem Embassy opening. By Joel B. Polak on May 14, 2022. Saturday, May 14 marks the 74th anniversary of the founding of the modern state of Israel on the secular calendar, and the 4th anniversary of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, which President Donald Trump recognized as Israel's undivided capital. As Breitbart reported on location at the time, a ray of light from above struck the seal of the embassy just as it was unveiled. The embassy also posted an enlarged copy of the Jerusalem Embassy Act, the enabling legislation passed by Congress in 1995, and signed by President Bill Clinton, mandating that the embassy be moved to Jerusalem. The dedication of the embassy officially began with the presentation of colors, the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner, and introductory remarks from U.S. Ambassador David Friedman, who was the master of ceremonies. "Today, we open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem," he said. Opening prayers were delivered by Pastor Robert Jeffress and Rabbi Zalman Wolowick, who both referred to Psalm 122:6, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem." Ethiopian-Israeli singer Hagit Yasso, whose parents walked across the Sudan to reach Israel, sang a chilling version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, bringing many in the audience to tears. WHAN White House advisor, and presidential daughter, Ivanka Trump officially unveiled the seal of the embassy above its entrance. A ray of light struck the Jerusalem stone. Also speaking were Ivanka Trump's husband, White House advisor Jared Kushner, who stressed that the U.S. remains committed to negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. The recognition of the embassy led indirectly to peace negotiations with several Arab and Muslim nations. Palestinians have attempted to disrupt the growing movement toward Israeli-Arab negotiations, most recently with terrorism and with rioting. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.